And you are listening to KOPN Columbia, 89.5 FM. My name is Mike Hagan, and it's Friday morning at 9. That means it's time for Open Mic Radio again. You know, folks, we live in a weird country. So here's some weird country for you. This is Paul Weber and the Scrappers, back in a few minutes.
And the jokes, and all the wine and smokes. Then your heart gets beaten till it's broke. There's only one way to go. Hell is a place in your mind, where dreams are a waste of time. And when you think of leaving, you get that tingle in your spine. There's only one way to go. Won't you pour me up a heartache, dashed against the rocks and muddled with regret for the things that I have and haven't said. Let the misery wash me away, pour me a heartache. Won't you pour me up a heartache, dashed against the rocks and muddled with regret for the things that I have and haven't said. Let the misery wash me away, pour me a heartache.
Welcome to the program, everybody. It's Open Mic Radio, Friday, August 16th. Yeah, every week here on Open Mic Radio, we feature interviews with Missouri's finest musicians and bands, live in-studio performances, and a rundown of local musical events. Somebody grab that seat over there. We got plenty of room here. And yeah, my name is Mike Hagan. It's good to be with you, and I'm glad you're here with me. Lovely morning, and going to be a real nice day here in Missouri, it looks like. In fact, it looks like it's going to be a real nice weekend, I think. Maybe a shower or two along the way, but hopefully we'll get the weather working with us. I'm excited about the show this morning. We've got Paul Weber and the Scrappers here in the studio. In fact, all of them. I'm pretty surprised we got all four of you guys here at the same time. That's a freaking miracle. Anyway, I'm super psyched about their new record, which we will be hearing tracks from this morning. It's titled Weird Country, and it's the debut of new music from the band. I'm honored to be able to share it with y'all before I think most other people get to hear it, probably. So anyway, tune in and keep it here, because we'll be hearing some songs throughout the show this morning from that new record. We'll talk with the band here in just a few and get the scoop. But yeah, new music from Paul and the Scrappers throughout the show. We'll have some fun like we do every Friday, and we'll do a rundown of some things happening around town over the weekend. Get out there. Have some fun. Lots of stuff going on. Swing on by if you're in the area, by the way. 915 East Broadway, just down in between 9th and 10th on Broadway. We'd love to say hi. Doors are open. Peek your head in here and have a beer with me. It's my birthday. All right, before we get too busy, let's say thanks to Ben and Anders and Henry, otherwise known as the Sweaters, for coming down last week. Excellent music from that trio of young musicians. I'm pretty impressed by what some of the younger guys and girls are doing around Como these days. Really, really cool. So glad you guys are really working it in the scene there. Keep your eyes open and your ears too for the Sweaters. Check them out if you got a chance. Hopefully some new music from them as well before the end of the year. I'll let you know if that happens, and we'll get them back here on the show. If you're looking for them, their call sign on social media is the Sweaters Como. So wherever you're looking for them, just find them with that, okay? All right, if you missed that show or any others, you can find them on the web, mikehagan.com, M-I-K-E-H-A-G-A-N. Just click on the link that says Open Mic Radio, and that'll take you to the archives where all of these shows can be accessed and downloaded, etc. All right, it's Mike, and it is Open Mic Radio, KOPN Columbia, 89.5 on the dial, and streaming all around this beautiful planet at kopn.org. All right, let's play one more from Weird Country here, the new album from Paul Weber and the Scrappers, and we'll come back and chat with Paul and the band in just a few minutes. We started the show off with the title track. It was called Pour Me a Heartache, and this one is Miss Fortune Teller. Back in a few. It's Mike, Open Mic Radio, KOPN Columbia.
There's Jim. He found his wife with another man in bed. You can tell by the slow and painful oscillations of his head. That's Billy in the corner with those shades over his eyes. And he cheated and she left him, and he just wants to hide. Over there by the jukebox, that's Jane. She's been loved and left so many times, she's here to kill the pain. That's Ginny, she's leathered now, and she's lost some of her teeth. Before the liquor took her liver, she was such a sight to see. And I'm the misfortune teller down at Kelly's hideout bar, an expert in discerning every cause of loving scars. Oh, I can see their past, and I know why they're here, and I tell you all about it if you buy me a beer. Saddest of them all, a man who's lost his everything and he's trapped inside these walls. For him there is no future, the past is all he sees. Chained to loss and misery, the saddest man is me. And I'm the misfortune teller down at Kelly's hideout bar, an expert in discerning every cause of loving scars. Oh, I can see their past, and I know why they're here, and I'll tell you all about it if you buy me a beer.
All right, there you go, everybody. Another one from Paul Weber and the Scrappers. New record there called Weird Country. And yeah, this morning my guests in the studio with me are members of the band Paul Weber and the Scrappers. And I will say hello, gentlemen.
Hello.
Hey.
Hello. Good to see y'all. I appreciate you coming down on a lovely Friday morning. For those unfamiliar, we got Dave Durnley, we got Jesse Mudd, and Justin Hickerson, and Paul Weber. And I'm pretty pumped for this new record, you guys. I've been clamoring about it for some time, as you know. Only because I love the first one so much. Yeah, by the way, let's let people know, before we get too busy, on the web at Bandcamp, I guess, is the best place to find you guys, or Facebook?
Yeah, I mean, there's a Facebook page, but it's we don't really do much with it. But there's a Bandcamp page. So if you just Google, like, Paul Weber and the Scrappers, Bandcamp, it's just a page that you can go on and find the music there and listen to it and download it and everything. So, and I believe it'll be up for sale here on Sunday.
Sunday.
And it'll be pay what you want, I believe.
Okay, cool.
So it's just kind of, it works out pretty well that way.
Yeah, all right. So new record, Paul Weber and the Scrappers. It's called Weird Country. It'll be available beginning on Sunday. And actually, there's a show in celebration of the new record, which happens Sunday as well.
Yeah, so, yeah, that's a pretty good show coming up here. We've got Willie T. Taylor coming in from California, and he's with a group called the Turkey Buzzards. And
oh, he's actually playing with a band.
Well, I think they might be playing separate. They may be playing together, but it's definitely going to be a three-band bill. But, yeah, that'll take place at 5:30 at Cooper's Landing. It's free to get in, and it's a rain or shine event. So if it rains, we're putting up canopies. We're going to make it happen one way or the other. So,
all right. Well, weather looking pretty good. A little chance of rain maybe on Sunday, but maybe not too bad.
Yeah, a little chance, but, you know, just got to let everybody know we're not going to let a little rain get in the way. So, yeah, we'll be releasing the album, and obviously we'll have Willie T coming through. And, yeah, really looking forward to it.
All right, how do you know Willie T?
God, well, I originally was introduced to him through my partner Emily, who knew him from Colorado and everything from traveling musician.
Just saw him touring.
Yeah, and then also he kind of tours in the same circuit as like the Hootenhollers. So my time with them, we'd cross paths with him from time to time, and then now, you know, we'll mostly see him as hosting him and stuff when he comes through. You know, on tour through Missouri.
Right. Yeah. Awesome. All right. So Willie T playing with you guys on Sunday. Just the two of you guys on the bill.
Yeah, and the Turkey Buzzards.
Okay.
So it'll be a good show. Awesome. Definitely. And you can't beat it. Free to get in. A river right there.
And for those unaware, I'm sure that many of the listeners are familiar with your music, but maybe not Willie T. But you should check him out. Willie T. Taylor, incredible. I know Dave here is a big fan of Willie.
Big fan.
Yeah, he's great songwriter, and he'll really pull your heartstrings, I'll tell you that much, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Jesse?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's good. He makes some good music.
All right. Okay, so let's talk about your new record, though. How long have you been working on it?
Some of the songs are basically as old as the band is, so some of them are, you know, maybe 2 or 3 year old songs that we've been playing but just didn't get a take of when we went to make the first album, but some of them are more or less brand new. And so, I guess as a project itself, we started recording, what was it, February maybe?
Yeah.
And then, I mean, it actually came together pretty quick where we recorded in February and then just kind of took our time mixing it. And really, the only reason why we decided to release it now is because we're just taking our time with it. We've had the physical copies of the CD. So, you know, it's just... everything was recorded live and simultaneous except the vocals, which we overdubbed. We did it over at Dave's house.
I was going to ask where you did the recording.
Yeah, so we just did the capture ourselves. We've got borrowed some recording equipment, then we just kind of set it up and did the capture, and then we brought it to Will Reeves at Central Cellar Studio.
Sure.
Because he's just done so much mixing, and he has all the software, and he's experienced, so we just brought it there. That way we could record in a setting that was comfortable for us and take our time. Because, you know, it kind of like changes the whole thing when you start to get into a studio where you're paying whatever it is, an hourly rate. It's like, whereas like this where we're able to get together, spend our time, you know, just kind of...
Be comfortable and do it as you like.
Take a break for 45 minutes.
And not have to worry about the clock ticking and all that.
Exactly.
Didn't cost you $200 to make a mistake.
Yeah, because it would have been
expensive. Right? Yeah.
That was an expensive kink to unkink.
Yeah.
Pull that mic a little closer to you, Jess.
So, yeah, that's... we recorded in maybe like 4 separate sessions or something like that, so it wasn't anything crazy.
What's it like at your place, Dave? I mean, what's the setting for where you guys actually record? Do you have a room for it? Or
it's about twice the size of this room.
Uh-huh. And it's a mess.
Get a lot of good sound bouncing off all that stuff, I guess, right?
Yeah. Well, I have a desk and a futon and the rest of it's full of guitars. There's literally no room.
Yeah, he's a little
not
obsessed.
Room for more of them.
Yeah, it's like the Sorcerer's Apprentice deal from Fantasia. When you go into Dave's house, it's just guitars here, guitar there.
Well, when we recorded, we had to move everything to one side of the room. So.
Yeah. Dave also has this old dog that was knocking guitars over. And
Yeah, I got an 18-year-old beagle, and she stood in front of the kick drum the whole time.
Yeah, she's completely mesmerized. Yeah, I think that was the only thing she could hear.
Yeah, she could feel that kick drum. She just stood there the whole time.
That's a nice vibe you got going there, Justin.
Yeah, she was just...
I am a dogman.
Yeah, he's a dog.
Justin Doggerson.
Yeah.
All right, so
Dogson, Doggerson,
Dogston,
Dogston.
All right, so then you took it to Will. So you're basically bringing raw material there. Everything's recorded, and then it's mixing, or
yeah, it's mixing and effects. So it's basically raw audio of which is just sort of sterile. It doesn't have any reverb or anything on that, except for maybe what was natural coming from the amplifiers or whatever. And then so no recording done at Will's. Just he just has a really good ear for like EQing things.
He's awesome.
Yeah, making sure
he's done so many great things
blended.
For so many years. I'm just a huge fan of Will's. A lot of things that he gets his hands on turn out to be pretty damn good.
Yeah, and, and he's really easy to work with and stuff. So it's a really nice resource. Also, he charges a really affordable rate too. So it's just like when you look at it, it's like, what are you going to do? You know, are you going to... I mean, now we have software where things are sort of democratized where you can, anyone could really make an album now. Yeah. But it's like, do I really want to, like, develop a whole another skill set of, and find all the right everything? No, man, you just... And it's an
excuse. You do what you're good at. You play the music and take it to a pro to do that stuff. Yeah.
Exactly. So, yeah, I would definitely recommend him for anybody.
Awesome. And the studio is really cool too. Just being in there is a real neat place to hang around.
Yeah,
for sure.
Yeah, it's worth the price of admission just to hang out.
There's a dog hanging out there too.
There is.
Good places have dogs.
All right, so Dave, when you actually record at your place, do you guys mic amps or does everything go into like a separate track recorder? Like, what kind of recorder are you using?
Yeah, well, we recorded into a computer, through a digital interface, and we had, 8 inputs. Well, I think we used, 7 inputs.
Yeah.
But, yeah, we would set our amps up, and I, made little marks on the carpet with gaffer's tape where the corners of the amps were, so, every time we set back up...
Oh, you set it the same way.
Because, in a small room especially, you set your amp there one time, you set it over there another time, and it sounds different. But, we just, set everything up the same way every time, and...
We felt like
doing this one, we did this one,
Right. Yeah, we did 7 inputs, so it would be kick drum, snare, electric guitar, Dave's guitar, I should say,
right.
My guitar,
4,
Jesse, amp, and the room, and maybe it wasn't...
We had an overhead on the drums.
We had one microphone that was right in between the space of the snare drum and the hi-hat.
Uh-huh.
One on the kick drum, and then one right about head level, so it would be the perspective of my ears, essentially.
Is that sort of trial and error when you're setting up like that? Do you actually...
No, we spent a little time figuring it out, a couple sessions.
And then
we settled on it, we did it, and we just played everything live, it's...
It's definitely not... It was not a tour de force of audio engineering or microphone placement.
It's like
or
a anything like that. Album.
Yeah, we got it done, so that was it. But it definitely wasn't anything crazy.
Yeah, every time Paul would be fiddling with the mic, he'd be like, "Shh, shh, shut up."
Yeah, I was trying to find other words for shut up. Shut up. Be quiet. Yeah. Hush.
Well, I think there is one cat
Cayete.
Vocal, right?
Yeah.
Isn't there a cat vocal hunt hidden in that one song?
There are a couple of little Easter eggs there in the album. They're not really Easter eggs. They're cat meows.
That's awesome.
They're in there for sure.
Cat Outlaw is very vocal,
Yeah, Dave's got a one of his cats is very
a real chirper. Yeah.
And so when we were recording the vocals, you can't tell a cat anything. So it just started... It's in there in the background of Yesterday's Nightmare. Yeah. There, I'd say about 2/3 of the way through.
Oh my god!
Yeah, there's a part where it's like wah 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 wah, and the background. Meow. You can hear it. It's, once you notice it, it's clear as a bell.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
I love it. All right, I want to ask you about the cover art for the record. I know it's not out yet, and other people haven't seen it, but I want to know, who was it, a photograph, or is that a painting? Or
so there are two pictures. The cover photo was by Dave, and then the picture on the back was by Emily Wright. But yeah, so Dave, maybe you can tell a story of the album cover.
Well, it's like a picture of I drive around and take pictures of meaningless things and just waste my time most of the days.
You're actually a great photographer. You take some really good photos.
Well, I'm driving along and there's this couple of posts and a two by ten or something that had there was like four or five mailboxes sitting on it. The only thing was the two by ten had like fallen down and they were like on the ground and
it's kind of twisted.
It had got wrecked some way. But I'd gone by it a couple times. And I hadn't taken pictures. And every time I'd gone by, I'd noticed the flag was up and there was mail in the mail. They were still getting and receiving mail even though these mailboxes were smashed and on the ground. And so one day I was like, okay, I'm stopping and taking a picture. And the guy across the street was mowing his yard. And he was like, he stopped mowing and he was like giving me the evil eye. The sheriff's on his way, dude.
That's a federal offense. You take somebody's mail. Don't even think about it, pal.
You got to carry around a fake badge to flash at people for those exact situations. Be like, whatever. I'm investigating.
I try to stay away from badges, even fake ones.
Yeah.
You don't need no stinking badges.
Yeah, okay. Right, exactly.
Right.
Yeah.
So anyway, I just took a picture of these mailboxes, and that's the way it is. Paul liked it.
Yeah, well, it's just you like the picture too when you look at it because it's like you think about it. It's like,
yeah, it's like what?
Yeah, it just highlighted sort of like I wanted to call the album Weird Country, and so I was like, oh, well, if one thing's for certain is that Dave has a picture that's really emblematic of that, as sort of an expert in the weirdness of the country. So
I've got weird down.
Yeah. So I saw that and I was like, man, this is crazy.
All right. So a listener asked, I may have asked you this last time you were here, but obviously Paul Weber is your name, but what's the story with the Scrappers? Where did the name of the band come from?
Well, and it's like, it's such a problematic thing to have to, name a band anyways, so I want to, be clear about that. What are you supposed to call it? You know what I mean? What are you supposed to call it?
Right. Yeah, Scrappers was a little more charming than Paul Weber's Fight Club.
Yeah. So. Yeah.
All right, fair enough.
Yeah, Paul Weber and the Stalinists. Yeah.
Well, there's a lot of metal references as well in your music, or at least there was in the first record, so yeah, I'm guessing scrap metal and...
Yeah, there's a little bit there. I've always been fascinated by metal recycling, the scrap yards. We used to do a bunch back in the day, and I still, it's one of my favorite things to do, go over there, because it's...
Paul was hungry, he was get up scrap metal.
It's a crazy place. I would encourage anyone who's got some metal lying around to go up to that. Have you been to the one on Proctor over there off Creasy Springs Road? It's crazy, and it's still the same people working there after all these years.
Oh yeah, yeah. It's a whole sort of like a cult or something, the people that hang out and work at scrap yards.
Got a couple cars that wound up in that very scrap yard.
It's like
through no fault of their own, we might add.
It is. It's pretty mesmerizing when they get out there. It's like when you take someone to the ER or something. It's like, this human's not working, so I'm going to take them to this place and they're going to cart them off and take them away. And that's how it was with that car. We hauled it in on a trailer. And then they brought this big old magnet thing and picked it up scooted it over. And they're like, do you want to keep the tires? And I was like, no. Yeah. And they gave me $250.
I just want to watch.
Sent me away.
I just want to stand here and watch.
Well, there's a very base level kind of boyish wonderment that washes over you when you see that big old claw.
Oh, yeah.
Whoever it is, come down, just grab a filing cabinet or a fridge and smash it. It's cool. But also, it's like
boyish wonder.
Yeah. Well, there's also a thing about we just live in such a trash centric junk economy where it's just the whole system is predicated on the generation of trash.
That's
and then it's
true.
Oh my god, it's like there's something cool about seeing things actually being recycled in that way. And but I don't know, there's a lot to it, I guess, but
All right, well, look, we're 25 after the hour this morning. It's the 16th, right, of August?
Yeah.
Yeah. 2019, and we've
got... Isn't it your birthday?
Yesterday was my birthday.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, thank you. And Paul's was the day before that, actually.
That's right.
So we got a bunch of birthday boys in the studio here. And we also have Jesse and Dave and Paul and Justin from Paul Weber and the Scrappers. They have a new record out. It's called Weird Country. Actually, it's not out yet. It'll be out on Sunday. And you can find it on Bandcamp. Just do a little search for Paul Weber and the Scrappers. Very simple to find.
You can, it's streaming on Spotify right now, too.
Is it really? Is it out on Spotify right now?
Wow.
Looks cool. Yeah.
Wow.
I'm going to go there and look for it.
If you come at Paul with a $20 bill, I guarantee it's out.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. So it's sort of a soft release, we'll call it.
Yeah. Soft release, yeah.
Anyway, we're going to hear another one from the record here. This one is called Serious Condition. I like it. That's sort of my state of mind right now. And I'll talk to y'all in a few minutes. This is Paul and the Scrappers, again, from their new record called Weird Country. It's Mike. You listen to Open Mic Radio on KOPN Columbia.
The traffic man said there was an accident today. Cars crunched up on the interstate. Traffic was stopped for miles and miles. Paramedics, ambulances took them away to a nearby hospital where they'd have to stay. Five people there in serious condition. And I'm not doing so well myself. My sweet darling left me for somebody else. I saw them just this morning. They were hugging, touching, they were kissing. I'm losing control. I keep on tossing and a twitching. I might get drunk or I might get religion. I'm losing my mind. I am in serious condition. I'm seriously missing you.
All right, there you go. There's another one from Paul Weber and the Scrappers. That one is called Serious Condition. You listen to it here, Open Mic Radio, KOPN Columbia, 89.5 FM. It's about 9:30 this morning. Hope you're all enjoying the weekend. And I think it's a good chance to kind of take a look at the internet here and see what's going on this weekend. And you guys feel free to chime in and we'll see if there's anything coming up that we want to talk about. All right, at the Blue Note tonight, an evening of art and poetry supporting justice and health care. And it's called One Mic, so that's at the Note tonight. Austin James, Patrick Scott, and Gint. What the hell?
Gint? I'm sorry, man.
And actually, that was last night. I'm not even paying attention. So,
Gent, anyway. Like G-E-N-T? Like,
yeah, how is
good
it?
Evening,
it's,
Gent.
It's J-H-I-N-T. J-H-I-N-T. Gint?
And maybe J, that J is silent.
Hint. Yeah, maybe it's just hint and the J is silent.
Hint.
I thought the hint. H was silent. Hint. All right, anyway, that was last night, so forget about it. Tonight, Interstellar Overdrive and the Pink Floyd tribute on 9th Street. That's a Summerfest concert outside this evening. That'll be a lot of fun. And
what time is that at?
That is at, well, it says doors at 6:30 or 6, but there are no doors. Really, on the 9th Street.
The outdoors.
So I guess. The show's at 7:30, though. So, Interstellar Overdrive, that's a Pink Floyd tribute right out there on 9th Street. That'll happen tonight, 7:30, doors or gates, whatever, 6 o'clock. Rose, Norm Rubling for happy hour tonight. Always a lot of fun seeing him. Hey, no offense, Norm. We're not laughing at you. We're laughing with you. I'm not even sure what's going on.
I don't know. Hey, we got the Daves down at the Station House.
Absolutely.
At Catfish Katie.
6 to 8 tonight. The Daves, that is on my list here. That is, 6 to 8 tonight. Dave, what's happening with that? Have you ever done a show out of Catfish Katie?
We have done a show out there.
That's a neat place.
Yeah, it's our first one since they've come back in business. But yeah, it's a cool place. They got good food and cold beer. Got a really nice patio there right on the trail.
Yeah, they put a whole bunch of money in there a year or two ago.
Sounds really good. The system is really nice out there, too.
Really?
And they're good folks. Zach and Laura, that run the place.
Awesome. All right, cool. I wonder what's, with regard to upgrades and stuff, what's happening to Cooper's. I haven't been down there really since the floods kind of receded. Are they making progress?
Back there. We played the first night they were back official. Mm-hmm. And it was... it looks kind of weird to look up in the North campground and, you know, Mike Cooper's trailer's gone and all the campers. It was just kind of a big empty space. So it's kind of a little strange that way, but it was like, you know, the store, I don't know if they've got the store back up yet, but it was, you know, they were selling some drinks and stuff out of the garage. They were still working on the store, but stage was good. Crowd was good. Sound was good.
Yeah. They've got food trucks there instead of cooking out of the actual store now, because they're still kind of working on that. They're selling beer out of the garage, or what they call the community room, gathering room, and then they got different food trucks rotating through there. So I mean it's for all intents and purposes it's like open for business, but it's
that's awesome. Will they eventually have food there again? Like,
yeah,
I mean, is Chim's gonna stick around there, or
I don't know about
hard
that.
Hard to say, I guess, right?
Yeah.
All I know is Willie T. Taylor is going to be there Sunday night, and you should be there too.
Yeah. Paul Weber and the Scrappers, Willie T. Taylor, and what's his backup band or the guys that he's playing with?
It's Turkey Buzzards. You should check them out on YouTube. I spent an hour or so the other day watching videos.
And they're a standalone band.
Yes, there's two guys. Well, there was three in some of the videos, they're definitely worth checking out. Okay. Anybody that hangs out with Willie T is going to be good.
All right,
that's true.
Yeah, great show coming up this Sunday. Don't forget, don't miss it. That's Cooper's, and when it's 5:30, close.
Okay. Oh yeah.
All right, Cooper's Landing. By the way, we've got Sarah and Mark tomorrow at 5:30. There's a Naked Dave and the Blue Heron. That'll be, that's tonight, actually.
Oh.
7:30 to 10 at Cooper's. And I guess they got a happy hour show out there as well tonight. That's Sarah and Mark. Okay. Yeah. And then tomorrow we've got Mick Bird and the Back Road Band and the Clay Creek Band playing tomorrow at Cooper's. What else we got here? Nothing happening at Les Bourgeois. You know, they've done a pretty good job of having some really nice music at the winery, though, over the course of the summer. They didn't do anything last week or tonight, but Jack Relly was there a month ago or so, and
the Ridge Runners have
played, Molly's played, Ray Fitzgerald opened it. Loose Loose coming up on the 31st of August out there. They're great. I don't know if you guys are familiar, but they were here a couple weeks ago. But
yeah, they're cool, man. That's a cool group.
Yeah. All right, so Roachport General Store. What do we got happening at the store tonight? Looks like, what's today? 16th. Hertzickle Fade.
Hertzickle Fade, yeah.
Hertzickle Fade. I think that's a typo on the website there. But anyway, sorry
Herc,
about that.
Herc, like it's Hercules.
H-U-R-K.
Hertzickle.
Hertzickle. Wow.
Hertzickle.
Yeah, anyway, Hertzickle Fade tonight. And tomorrow, the Sunny Show at the Roachport store. What's happening at Berlin? Cafe Berlin. Tomorrow, no, I guess they've got something going on Sunday. Sharp the Nine with Alfia Hightower. Sharp the Nine, I got a feeling that's a hip-hop thing. And
or some kind of jazz
or is that another sounds typo? Like Sharp the Knife?
Sharp the Knife. No, Sharp the Nine is what it says with the Alfia Hightower band. Maybe it is jazz or something like that.
Sharp Ninth sounds like jazz to me.
I don't know. You never
try
know.
To play that they, chord, buddy.
They get some great stuff at Berlin, and it's some unique shows. Paul, you've done quite a bit down there. You guys are friendly with them also through the farm. I haven't asked you yet about the farm, but
yeah we sell vegetables to them, you know, from the farm, and we've done a couple of shows up there sometimes. Last year we did a couple of shows where we actually like had a couple of bands playing. We had the Daves, Scrappers.
You had Bart Bean played, I think, open for you guys one time. Or
yeah,
was that right?
Yeah, I think so.
And yeah, it was Bean and the Daves, and then you guys played.
And
Reedy was there one time.
Yeah,
Pat Reedy, another great performer.
Pat Reedy there, yeah.
Yeah, and then we do this thing where we get, you know, we have some food or whatever, so people can come up and get a plate of food and do a little bit of an earlier show. People really like that, so.
Awesome.
Yeah.
You got plans to do anything else there?
Yeah, hopefully. I'd like to do something a little later in the fall, just something laid back and cool. So it
kind of like an end of the season little,
right?
Hootenanny.
Yeah, something like that because it, you know, the cafe offers like a really kind of a nice environment where you have the kitchen there and it's a little more laid back. It's not just like a bar, you know. So that's kind of a cool facet.
All right, cool. One last thing here. Tonight at Rose, you got Blacktop Mojo and Lull Water, and they'll be accompanied by Dark Below. It's the JPS 5-year anniversary party. What's JPS?
It's a Jason Schreck's.
Yeah, production thing.
All right.
I'm not sure with it.
Okay. Okay. And then tomorrow, big time music festival happening at Rose. This was so great last year. Fortune Fest, the third annual Fortune Fest, will be happening tomorrow all day. You've got Haha Tonka, Foxing from St. Louis. Foxing, great band out of St. Louis. I featured them on Radio Orbit a few weeks ago. Excellent rock and roll from St. Louis. Anyway, Making Movies, Al Holiday, and the East Side Rhythm Band from St. Louis. Van Ghost doing some hip-hop. Great local hip-hop artist, Mason Van Ghost. The Mobile Funk Unit, that's Diana Moxon's man, Tom O'Connor, and his gang. MFU will be down there at Fortune Fest, and DJ Requiem sort of running the show like he did last year. But I saw this band Radkey last year at Fortune Fest, and they're a sort of punk
three-piece
punk rockers band, but really rock and roll though too, from St. Joe, Missouri, and I think Black Joe Lewis played too. Anyway, great stuff coming this weekend at Rose, so check out Fortune Fest. And then of course Sunday, we mentioned it a couple times, but we've got Paul Weber and the Scrappers with Willie T. Taylor down at Cooper's Landing. That's a 5:30 show, free to everybody who shows up, and you can see what's happening down there at Cooper's. They're making a lot of changes, a lot of cool stuff happening, and just going to be fantastic music that night. So, yeah, awesome. Hey, can I ask you if you had any guest performers on the record? Did you have any help, or was it just for you?
Outlaw.
Yeah, just the cats. Yeah, just the cats. You know, that's it. No, just the four of us. Yeah, I mean, we thought about doing, let's bring in other people. Let's see what we can do, but
We just don't know anybody that's that good.
We don't know anybody. It's arguably don't know ourselves. So we just figured, you know, whatever, man. Like, we'll just do it that way. It's just a true, more or less, a representation of what you get when you know. It's not like Abbey Road or something like that where you're gonna like bring in everybody and put a microphone in a bucket of water and record and all that type of stuff. It's like we're not trying to do all that. So we're just trying to represent whatever we do. So keeping it simple.
All right. Well, let's hear another one that represents what you do. This one is called Little Things. And it's new from Paul Weber and the Scrappers. They've got a record that's called Weird Country. It's actually streaming live now on Spotify. You can check it out there. The actual album will be available at Cooper's. You actually have hard copies of the record, I'm sure, right? Or the CD?
Yeah, yeah. They're CDs right now.
Okay, so. All right. So CD's available on Sunday night at the show. And here's a little sample of what you can hear. And you're listening to it here. Open Mic Radio, KOPN Columbia, 89.5 FM. Back in just a few minutes.
Morning, I wake up and I make up my bed, shine my shoes and comb the hair on my head, and iron my shirt, iron my slacks, just to distract from you're not coming back. Yeah, it's the little things that help me hang on, get through the day since you've been gone. The little things, all I've got is the little things. A mother and child with love in their eyes, smiling dogs as I pull in the drive, and the sappy song on the radio reminds me of a time before you had to go. Yeah, it's the little things that break me down and bring back the days of having you around. The little things, all I've got is the little things. It's little reminders of joy in the world, like the glint in the eyes of the grocery store girl, and old friends that laugh and softly sigh. They remind me of a time before you said goodbye. Yeah, it's the little things that help me hang on and get through the day since you've been gone. The little things, all I've got is the little things. Yes, it's the little things, all I've got is the little things.
All right, there's another one from Paul Weber and the Scrappers. Love it. That one's called Little Things. All songs you're hearing this morning are from their new record. It's called Weird Country, and I like it. And I like their first record a lot. I listened to it for a year and a half, pretty much. I don't think I pull it out of the player very many times. But anyway, great stuff, Paul. I'm sure glad that we got to hear this morning. Thank you for sharing it.
Man, thank you, Mike. I really appreciate the opportunity to be up here, man.
Oh, I love it. I can't get you up here often enough, dude. Let's talk a little bit about what's happening tomorrow, Dave. We were talking off the air a little bit about our buddy Dino Penny.
Yeah, tomorrow over in Lupus, starting at 2 p.m., going until 8, and probably a little bit later than that, you know, depending on how things go. They're having a, you know, kind of remembrance of Dino Penny. And
for those unfamiliar, Dino was?
He was, you know, local ne'er-do-well celebrity. I don't know how you describe Dino. If you don't know him, I can't imagine there's not many people that don't. But, you know, he was songwriting musician and you know, kind of force of nature, I guess you could say, for good or evil. But
depending on when you called
him. Yeah, depending on how he felt about you in his mood. But anyway, he passed away. They're going to have a little remembrance of him. There's going to be several bands, Barroom Billies. His twin brother, Rhino's got a little project going. Bart and Redman, the Scrapper's going to play a few. We're going to do some Dino Penny songs, you know, instead of Scrapper stuff. So,
all right.
It'll be just
yeah,
kind
he
of
was
a
fantastic
party.
And played a bunch of music with a bunch of different folks, including yourself. You, Dave and Dino had a gig for quite a few years there. And
more than a decade.
Yeah, and then eventually that morphed into the. Trash Can Dumpster Gang. What the hell was the name of it?
Yep, that was it.
I might have missed that one. The Roadkill Orchestra?
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Anyway, yes. Lupus on Saturday afternoon.
Yeah, the band was called the Trash Can Dumpster Gang.
So, anyway, celebration for Don Dino Penny tomorrow and Lupus. Lots of great music, too. All kinds of people playing, including yourselves, I guess, right?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Okay, what else do I want to ask you about? What about when you get a CD actually manufactured, you know, printed and then all that stuff, where do you do it? Is there local people that do that, or you got to send it off somewhere? Or
There may be local people that do it, but there's just like, as with everything else, it's been completely consolidated into like one company that does it.
It's like a zillion square feet in the middle of Kansas. They make every CD on the planet.
Right, exactly. It's called Disc Makers. It's just sort of a service. The whole thing is a little bit fraught for me, where it's like, really, I don't know, we're going to make CDs. And you know what I mean? It's like, okay, we're going to have a bunch of like plastic units produced. So like, what we did to minimize that, we just have like a simple cardboard sleeve, no plastic wrap on it. It's just one CD in there. Very simple, minimal packaging, and it's. But yeah, so people do still like to have a CD to throw in the car sometimes.
Yeah,
so,
how do you?
You know, I mean, working people with older cars and stuff like that, they'll do that. And you know, you always have the option to.
Or older people with working cars.
Yeah, older people with working cars. Yeah, that's right.
I fall into that.
Just
category.
Wanted to clarify
that. Yeah, right, exactly. So yeah, we do it. But, you know, I mean, mostly try to keep stuff online, you know, give people the option to buy it and everything. So it's. Yeah.
Yeah, all right. What about listening to your own songs? Like, for example, we're sitting here in the studio and you've had to hear your own music and you've been working on this record for a long time. I know that for many artists, that's sort of a mixed bag.
Yeah, so that was really challenging in the immediately after we sent the tracks in. Once it was final, where it's like, okay, everything's done and here it is. It's being sent off to be produced. It's been uploaded, whatever. Like, the masters are in. That was the really hard time to hear it. Because I hadn't had enough time to reflect on, like, cause I mean, when you go through and mixing, and Dave made a really good point earlier when we were talking off the air, it was like, when you're listening to an album to find errors, you're doing exactly that. You're focused on trying to find any
right,
of the errors right. that are in there, so you're, like, constantly...
just dissecting every single note and stuff.
As opposed to listening to the overall beauty of it, you're picking out the little things that you don't like.
Exactly, and so, like, now... I guess I also got to say that I have passed the album out to a few musicians and other artists and stuff who, you know, whose opinion I really respect, and gotten some really good feedback. So that kind of like made me feel better about it. But also now there's been enough time where I can kind of appreciate, like, oh, okay, yeah, I can see once again like what we were actually trying to do.
Right.
Which
right.
Now it kind of comes together. It's like, oh, okay, I get it now. Okay. Like, you re-understand.
No, well, that's so true, and I think that's something that your average listener, someone who's never recorded an album themselves, they don't ever consider
that
like, right. Maybe the person that was in there recording this music didn't particularly care for it by the time they were done recording it, you know?
Yeah, there are plenty of examples historically with musicians that, you know, you hear them interviewed and they say, oh my God, and when you talk about their discography or whatever, and they're like, oh my God, that one, I hated that one, you know? Mm. And I can't even handle listening to that one or whatever. But and I guess your taste changes over time and all that too, and your style and, you know, your ear, all those things, so.
Well, and also there's a perfect version of the song that exists in your mind,
wow.
And it's impossible to actually play it. So, when you listen to it, it's like, you know how it should sound, but it's never going to be what, I don't know, especially if you've kind of played it so many times where you hear all the best parts combined. Mm.
There's an old quote or story from Beethoven, actually, and I don't know if it's apocryphal or not, but basically the story was he was speaking to one of his contemporaries and said, if you could hear the music that I hear in my head, you wouldn't pay any attention to the stuff that I've written. It's not what I want it to be. It's the best I can do with it, but it's nothing like I'm actually hearing in my head. Interesting, huh?
Yeah, and that is sort of the thing with these albums, is like, okay, what are you going to do when you have a, you know, I mean, the whole reason the band is set up the way it is because, you know, we're doing the best we can with what we've got, with whatever, you know, songs that you know, we can write, whatever kind of the best we can play, and you know, you function as a unit, and then you try to do the best you can, like to try to convey like a coherent kind of aesthetic, where it's like, if you notice, it's like the album does not feature technical prowess of any kind, like there's not like shredding solos, there's not like insane drumming, there's not like big, you know, busy bass riffs. There's a sort of an austere quality to it, mm-hmm. and I feel like mm-hmm. that's sort of
that's what you're going for too.
Yeah, it's intentional, but it's also like a consequence of the circumstances that we inhabit. You know, it's like it's what we can do. You know what I mean? It's and then I feel like that's like the general coordination, and that's actually one of the things, I guess, to kind of bring it back to like, what is it like to record the album, listen to it after the fact. I mean, it's like the whole thing was trying to get the cohesion, trying to get it just playing in unison and just being solid that way, because there's really no I mean, it's like in a lot of cases what Dave and Jesse are playing is like the same identical part, mm-hmm. if you notice, you listen to the album. So it's just like, that was the main process there, and now with a little bit of time, it really sounds nice.
Awesome. All right. Well, cool. Hey, let's switch gears here for a second, because we got a phone call. I'm not sure who we got here, but let's say hello. Welcome to Open Mic Radio. Who's this?
Yeah, this is the real Justin Hickerson. I'm out here trying to mow some dang lawns, and I hear some kind of imposter on the radio talking like he's me.
Hey, who's this in the studio with me? The evil twin? What do I got going on here?
Anyway, I gotta go. There's a hot dog somewhere for me to eat. I gotta go.
Yeah.
Listen, I don't know who you got there, but tell him Dusty Branson's coming for him.
We will let him know. I appreciate the phone call. Thanks for bringing us up to speed.
We're about to have
all right. Great, great music from my band, Paul Weber and the Scrappers. Yeah.
You know, I think Andy Ream's in the studio. I think that's who it is.
Is that who it is?
Yeah. What are you? That was a hell of
Andy Ream is a no talent hack.
Oh, yeah, I just got back in from a tour of the Middle East with my band, the Tootentallers. Yeah.
Hey, that's the Puke and Fallers.
The Tootentallers.
Oh, y'all have a good one. I'm just going to mow some grass.
All right.
Yeah, see you, Justin. Appreciate the call.
We're about to have a Scooby-Doo moment in here where we pull the mask off this guy.
Oh, my God. That was brilliant. All right. So the real Justin Hickerson just giving us a phone call here. We got Andy Ream from the Hootenhollers in the studio with us this morning, apparently. I didn't really realize it. I guess it was a little earlier. And so I still got that birthday vapor trail going. I can't even tell what my friends are.
Yeah. So. Yeah. Ain't that the truth? Yeah.
All right. We're also running low on time. Paul Weber and the Scrappers, catch them Sunday, 5:30 at Cooper's Landing. Willie T. Taylor, also the
Turkey Buzzards.
The Turkey Buzzards. And that'll be a great show. Get down there if you can, down by the river. They're doing some great things. And I'm really excited about this record. You guys are doing great stuff. Paul, awesome.
Thank you very much for having us, Mike. And happy birthday, man.
Happy birthday to you, too. And, yeah, all you guys, Jesse, Dave,
thanks,
Justin.
Yeah, thanks,
I mean, Andy, whoever the hell you are.
It's my birthday. And,
stick around. We got Speaking of the Arts with Diana Moxon coming up in just a minute. Come on back next week. Who do I have on the show with me next week? I think it is, Lou Nevins. Right. Yeah, we'll be here. We got lots to talk about. Lou's been involved in the music scene in Columbia for many years. We've got lots of different projects. So Lou Nevins next week. And one more from Paul Weber and the Scrappers here on the way out. This one is called Nothing Goes to Waste. Open Mic Radio, KOPN Columbia. Love y'all. Talk to you next week. Have a good weekend. Take care of yourselves.
I've spent my life living on dreams, trying to find out what living means. I found out the hard way. You don't always reap what you sow. What you make up in your mind, and it's born of fire, forged of iron, used up to its all-worn in time, laid out in the yard till it's covered up. Nothing goes away.